The seasonal roar of snowmobile engines hadn't yet started during a ribbon-cutting ceremony for a new interconnective trail bridge just outside the Y Marsh in Tay Township. Political representatives joined local and regional snowmobile officials for the grand opening of the bridge last week, thanks in part to a $42,000 Ontario Trillium Foundation, OTF, grant from the Resilient Communities Fund. OTF developed the grant program to help nonprofit organizations in rebuilding and recovering from the impacts of COVID-19. In 2022, nearly $210 million was invested by OTF into over 2,000 community projects and partnerships across the province. A successful grant application from not-for-profit organization Georgian Bay Snowriders, GBSR, last year allowed the club to repair a bridge to cross a creek on the Topsy Provincial Trail, located adjacent to the Y Marsh on Highway 12. This grant ensures the safe passage of outdoor enthusiasts by replacing the bridge's decking, benefiting not only snowmobilers but also hikers, cross-country skiers and even local wildlife that may wander through, said Leslie Stroud on behalf of MPP Jill Dunlop, who was originally scheduled to attend the event. While Stroud spoke, one of the many chickadees in attendance flew onto her clipboard, causing chuckles from the gathering. OTF volunteer Heather Breckles informed the recipients that they had made a strong case in their application for the grant. GBSR board director Tom Irvine stated that the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs has over 30,000 kilometers of trails interconnected across the province as part of the Trans-Ontario Provincial Trail System. Over 150 kilometers of snowmobile trails are located within North Simcoe. What that means is this trail, to bring it equivalent to a roadway, is the snowmobile version of a 400 series of highways, said Irvine. During peak season, this trail on a Saturday afternoon can see over 300 snowmobiles an hour across this bridge. If you lose connectability on one of these trails, you're disconnecting part of the province in essence. Kevin Hagen, manager of Mid-Ontario Snowmobile Trails, provided an in-depth explanation of what the rebuild contained. "This bridge has been redecked with a plastic product," said Hagen. "It's going to never mold, rot, or allow mildew to form, and the plastic does not decompose. This material has a heat-reflective technology and produces no off-gassing. This product on top of the wood deck can be recycled, and it will also stand up to the carbides and studs present on today's snowmobiles." In addition, the OTF grant allowed for a further investment in upgrading the bridge structure approaches through the replacement and installation of concrete blocks instead of wood, with intent to extend the life of the abutment of the bridge. Hagen also thanked local contractor Andrew Robitaille for his involvement in the bridge. On hand was Deputy Mayor Barry Norris, representing Tay Township as the landowners for that portion of the trail. In regards to the full scope of infrastructure projects of road and water management in the township, Norris noted that, "We need this for the recreational purposes, which will get people coming out here, and it will be enjoyed by the snowmobilers."